This is Day Today. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes on the program, just beneath the bright lights of Las Vegas lies an underground culture, people living in the city's sprawling storm drain system.
First, though, in the small town of St. John's, Arizona, an 8-year-old boy is accused of double homicide. Police say the child shot his father and another man with a .22 caliber rifle. The story you're about to hear about his case may be disturbing to some listeners because the accused is a minor. You will not hear his name. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Renee Gattel reports.
On the evening of November 5th, 29-year-old Vincent Romero and his roommate Timothy Romans were found shot to death at Romero's home in St. John's, a small town in eastern Arizona. Police allege that Romero's own son, an 8-year-old boy, was the shooter. The linchpin in their case is a videotaped interrogation that prosecutors released to the public. The video shows the young boy sitting cross-legged in a stuffed easy chair. His story is confusing and disconnected, but at one point he tells two officers that he came home from school and found his father lying on the floor with blood on him.
And I ran and I said, Dad, Dad, and I went upstairs. My phone.
And you saw him?
Okay.
And then what?
There's blood all over his face, I think. I think I touched it.
There's no attorney present. His mother isn't there either. Over the course of the hour-long video, the boy changes his story many times over. But eventually, he tells the officers that he shot his father.
I think I shot my dad because he was suffering, I thought he was suffering.
Okay.
So I might have shot him.
That makes sense.
I didn't want him to suffer.
He then says he reloaded the rifle and shot the roommate. Police have charged the boy as a minor with two counts of first-degree murder. Because the child is so young, this is an unusual case that raises a host of legal issues. One of the biggest questions here is whether or not an 8-year-old is legally competent to stand trial. John Hollebeek is a psychologist in Tempe who often evaluates children for juvenile court. He says a child this young probably doesn't know enough about the justice system.
He may have some bare-bones understanding of the court process, but isn't likely to be able to plan out the implications of decisions that he might make legally. He may not fully understand the long-term implications of decisions that he's making.
If he's found not competent now, the criminal charges could either be dismissed entirely or dismissed and then brought back again when the child is 15. There are few legal precedents. In 1996, a 6-year-old in Richmond, California, was accused of attempted murder for trying to kill a neighbor's baby. In that case, the charges were eventually dropped, and the boy was placed in a residential treatment program. In St. John's, the 8-year-old's defense attorney, Ron Wood, says talking to the boy now about the case is challenging.
I have a client who is 8 years old. His feet don't touch the floor. He still believes in Santa Claus. And so it's very difficult to try and explain some extremely complicated and adult circumstances to a young man.
Some experts believe police overreached by questioning the boy without an attorney present. Police say his mother gave them her permission. Regardless, Wood says the video doesn't prove anything.
You can make an 8-year-old say whatever you want. So that's where I'm coming from, and they're going to have to show me the rest of it.
The rest of it, he says, is forensic evidence, gun residue, fingerprints, DNA. That's what Wood says is missing from the state's case. Prosecutors for Apache County did not respond to NPR's request for interviews. The St. John's Police Department and the Apache County Sheriff's Office also declined to comment. The case has made national and international headlines. In this appearance on ABC's Good Morning America, the boy's mother, Erin Bloomfield, says her son had a good relationship with his father.
He did a lot with him. They did everything together. He loved his dad.
In recent days, there are signs the prosecution is changing its approach. Over the weekend, they offered the boy a plea deal. What's in the offer hasn't been made public. The child's attorney says he's waiting for the state to turn over forensic evidence and for competency evaluations of the child to be completed. Then he says he'll sit down with the boy and explain the situation to him as best he can. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattel.